This is BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station with Dale Gentry and friends, calling America to pray, a member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.
It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see change.
Now, here's your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Hey, good Friday morning, everybody. Good to have you listening here on BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station here on this prophetic session Friday. Friday Watcher on BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station celebrating 50 years in the ministry. Around the clock, around the globe, we are broadcasting, and we're broadcasting here on this Friday morning from Prayer Central here in Austin, Texas, keeping the fire burning on the altar. We're a member of the Breakout Prayer Network, so let's pray, America. And you know by now that each day we're keeping the watch of the Lord. According to 2 Chronicles 23:6, it says, "And all the people shall keep the watch of the Lord, watching and praying, just as Jesus taught us to do." Remember, the views and opinions of those on this broadcast or any of our programs may or may not be the views of Breakout Prayer Network. BPN Radio is not responsible for any counsel or prophetic words given on this broadcast or any of our programs, but we are delighted that you are listening. This program is produced by Michael Sean Bourne, is supported by you, our loyal listeners. And this week, we've been calling America to pray for those who need a word from the Lord. After serving as a prophetic voice now for over 30 years here in America, I know that one word from God can change your life forever. So today's going to be an incredible prophetic day. We want to say happy birthday to one of our program hosts, Roy Beard. And we are going to begin to pray in just a moment. This is our final session, prophetic session this week. I've ministered over many people. I've been overwhelmed at probably several hundred people that have left their names saying, "I'd like to have a word from God." And so I'm going to prophesy again today. It's a gift of mine that I've been exercising. I've prophesied over thousands and thousands of people in these past 30-plus years, serving as a prophetic prayer and prophetic voice since 1985. And I've shared before, it's just really surreal that I have this opportunity to speak to people all across America and different nations of the world from our broadcast studio here in Austin, Texas. And I'm just amazed. And we're almost ready to celebrate our first year of going live on BPN Radio. We've now been broadcasting over 2 years. I'm very, very thankful for your support. And before I start prophesying, giving prophetic words today, I've got a lot of people that I'm still going to prophesy over today. I won't be able to get to everyone today, but I believe that I'm going to get right to it pretty quick. I have a lot of prophetic words to give. And because of the tremendous response this week on Prophetic Week on BPN Radio, I'm going to dedicate one day a week now for the present time, maybe the future time, but every week I'll be dedicating one day a week for those who need a prophetic word, knowing that one word from God can change your life. And sometimes you don't have to have a whole bunch of words. I heard the Holy Ghost say to me, "Son, I want you to preach my gospel. Will you preach my gospel?" And then I heard the Holy Ghost say that you're going to start going to places and stay for weeks and months at a time. You're going to start doing protracted meetings. I heard the Holy Spirit say you're going to start getting on internet, radio, and leading prayer 24 hours a day. You know, I've received a lot of prophetic words, but I've received 3 or 4 or 5 significant words that have literally changed my life. And, you know, Gene and I were on our way to plant a church, the Pioneer Church, in 1985 in Phoenix, Arizona, when the Holy Spirit interrupted our journey and said, "You're not going to Phoenix, you're going to Rockwall." And it was out of Rockwall, Texas, working with my friend Dr. Larry Lee, that God began to put us into a new dimension, set us on a new course. So I'm here to tell you that God is at work. And whether you receive a prophetic word or not, the Holy Spirit can speak to you while I'm speaking to other people. It's going to be a marvelous thing. So, Father, I just pray right now that you would just come and anoint this Friday, prophetic session, as I'm broadcasting live here on BPN Radio from 10 to 11 o'clock. And Lord, I pray that even as this prophetic service session broadcast is repeated several times here on BPN Radio, the same anointing will come. So let it be a momentous time, a glorious time. Why don't you put your hand on your ears and say, Holy Spirit, open my spiritual ears. Go ahead and say it. Holy Spirit, open my spiritual ears that I may hear your voice saying, this is the way, walk in it. Put your hand on your eyes and say, Holy Spirit, open my spiritual eyes that I might see what you're doing in me. Put your hand on your heart and just say, Holy Spirit, open my heart that I might receive whatever you have for me today. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Now, before I start giving prophetic words, and normally I don't receive very many prophetic words in advance, but as I was calling some people's names in prayer, I've already been writing down prophecies. I just feel today is going to be a very significant breakout day. And before I do that, I want to give you an opportunity. I want to receive an offering today for Breakout Prayer Network. And it takes a lot of finances to operate a radio station. And we have several employees and we have a lot of expenses. And so there's no charge for the prophecy. Never has been, never will be. But I want to give you an opportunity to give. And would you just ask the Holy Spirit what he would have you to give in the offering today? This is what I've done over the years as I've traveled across America and different nations of the world before I start ministering. Because once I start ministering, it's very difficult to take a break and receive an offering. I usually receive the offering in advance and then I go for it. So you can use your PayPal credit card, debit card, by going to BPN Radio, BPN, of course, BPN stands for Breakout Prayer Network, BPNradio.com, and down at the bottom of the page is a donate button. And if you'll go down there and click on the donate button, you'll be able to use your PayPal credit card, debit card. That's BPNradio.com, the website. And if you're giving by check, you make your check to Breakout Ministries. That's Breakout Ministries. P.O. Box, and send it to P.O. Box 91985. That's P.O. Box, write this down, 91985. And the zip code in Austin, Texas is 78709. 78709. Austin, Texas, 78709. P.O. Box 91985. Father, I pray you'll speak to people as they give today, sowing a seed into Breakout Prayer Network, as we call America to pray. Lord, we know that this is a year that a window of opportunity is open. We know that the storm is over, but the war has begun. It's going to rage, but we are very capable of operating in wartime. And I know that you have called us for such a time as this. Bless the people that give. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. I'll wait on you just a moment while you give today. I want us to pray today for 10-year-old Elizabeth Wampler, who has bone cancer. She had surgery in Memphis, Tennessee, St. Jude's Hospital, and we're waiting for the results of that. Also, I want you to pray one of my spiritual granddaughters in England who has a brain tumor and is recovering. You prayed a lot of prayers for Chloe Ellis, daughter of Roger and Maggie Ellis, and I ask that you continue to pray for that young lady, 25 years old, and for every need that is represented here on the Breakout Prayer Network. We just ask that you minister to every person that is in need today, and we thank you for it, believe you for it, in Jesus' name. Don't forget, at 1 o'clock and 7 o'clock today, we have a new program, new host on BPN Radio, Ian and Allison Kieber. Ian and Allison Kieber are on at 1 o'clock, 7 o'clock every Friday, on BPN Radio, the Marketplace Watch. They're incredible business people and a tremendous influence. You don't want to miss that. Okay, we're about ready to start. And wow, I just have great faith. I just feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost that is mightily upon me right now. I want us to pray in the Spirit. If you have a prayer language, just pray in tongues right now. And so, since I'm the founder of BPN Radio, I'm thankful that I can do that. And so here we go. We're just going to pray right now in tongues. As my friend Martin Smith talks about, sings about the prophet's song. Hallelujah. We're going to hear the voice of the Lord. Yes, we are. Kira bronde, merebetia sereba uta, aribe isharaba ute, mato ribe ita arabata. Just take a deep breath, relax, and get ready.
The words of the prophet. I love to sing with the angels. I love to hear children praying. I love to see weak make strong. But most of all, I love to hear the voice of God. I hear the prayers of the prayers. I hear the songs in the silence. I see the joy of the dancers and all the healing they bring. But most of all, I love to hear the voice of God.
Oh yes, oh yes.
Most of all, I love to hear the voice of God. We'll call on the name of the Lord, for He is the one who can save. The giver of life to the world. We'll hunger and thirst for your word, for here we will meet you, Lord. The voice of the living God, Jesus Christ.
Okay, if I give you a prophecy today, remember, it could be a now word, or it could be a future word. It could be 2 years, 5 years, 10 years. It could be a confirming word, a word you've already heard, a word you've already know in your spirit. And it could be a new word. The prophet received this word. New things do I declare, says the Lord. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. I tell you of them. I hear the Holy Ghost saying over you, Thomas Harris, and I'm going to call some people that are well known, and they don't mind me calling their last names, but I just say over you, Thomas Harrison, that God has made moving you into a major assignment, and things that you have thought were byproducts of what you were doing are going to become the major, they're going to become the major theme of what God is doing in your life and in your ministry. It's no more a byproduct, for God is bringing you into that thought, that thing that you thought was a byproduct. God is beginning to work and bring you into a major dimension of something that maybe was unrecognizable in days gone by, but is there's a special demand on what God has placed inside of you. And I hear the Holy Ghost saying that the demand is growing stronger and stronger. The demand is getting bigger and bigger. So respond to the demand. God says, you go and I will go with you. You work and I will work with you, says the Lord. I'm praying right now for Larry and Lana B. Larry and Lana B. And I hear the Holy Ghost saying to the two of y'all, do what is in your heart. Do what's in your heart. For God is with you. That's what the prophet said to David. Do what is in your heart, for God is with you. No man has left houses and land and relatives that will not receive a hundredfold in this present life. So I'm declaring that God is in, you guys are in store for a hundredfold return. God is putting you with your company. God is putting you with your company. There's a lot of people that never are ever able to be fruitful in their lives or have deep fulfillment, which I do believe that God wants you to have deep fulfillment in your life and get paid for it. So God is putting you with your company, and there you will plant in your company, and there, there, T-H-E-R-E, there, and there, I hear the Holy Ghost saying that your fruit will grow there in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And I hear the Holy Spirit saying over you, Jill M, that the Lord is with you, and he's going to make everything beautiful in his time. And if you will wait in his presence, God will begin to bring a major fulfillment. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that he does not want any individual to fulfill you. Not a husband, not a friend, not a job, not a company. He does not want anyone to fulfill you in the way that he wants to fulfill you. And so the Holy Spirit has a season of fulfillment that is coming into your life. And then after that season of fulfillment, then he's going to begin to fulfill you in three other ways. And I declare there are three things that are going to begin to happen that are going to be major in your life. Pow, pow, pow. And you got to get ready. You got to make room for the big. And the way that you make room for the big is that you allow God to fulfill you in a certain way that you have thought that other people would fulfill you. And so I bless you right now in Jesus' name. Praying on one of my spiritual granddaughters, Yoniko S., I declare, Yoniko, that there are diamonds, acres of diamonds, near your vicinity. And where you have looked far off, I hear the Holy Spirit saying, closer. And it's getting closer and closer. Your sphere of influence is very close to you, and there are people that whose husbands have gone on a long journey and have left them all kinds of treasures, all kinds of things that are not satisfying, are not fulfilling. But I hear the Holy Spirit saying a ministry is going to break forth over people that have come from different nations of the world to America. They feel lonely, they feel dislodged, and they feel displaced, and they are longing for home. But the Holy Spirit is going to give you a ministry to be able to speak into the lives of these ladies. Companies are going to be formed, and corporations are going to be formed. And schools are going to be formed. There's a birthing process that's going to be taking place out of these gatherings that you are going to form by the revelation of the Holy Ghost that is working in your life, both to will and to do of your good pleasure. We have one of our prayer leaders. God is giving me 1,000 prayer leaders to call for revival in America and other spiritual awakening. And Kelly Reed is one of those. And I hear the Holy Spirit saying, if it wasn't for you, many would be lost. You've stood many times in the gap for those who were destined for total destruction. But you stood. You stood between them and hell. You stood between them and destruction. You stood between them and pain. And you paid a major price for your divine interventions. But I hear the Holy Ghost saying over you, Kelly, that God is rewarding you for standing in the gap. I hear the Holy Spirit saying over you, Kathy Miller, your level of faith is bringing you into a new dimension of breakout this year. Believe in God for extraordinary things concerning the place of influence that God has given you, placing you on college and university campuses, as well as other influential and geographical locations, to call young women out of darkness into their destiny, coming alongside of those who have a word from God but don't have enough faith to walk it out. So many people don't have enough faith. I see you, Kathy. I see you as a Deborah in Judges chapter 4, who is walking alongside of Barak. And Barak says, I'm not going to go and fight this fight unless you go with me. And so Deborah was, she dwelt between Bethel and the place of prophecy and the place of of she dealt between Bethel and Ramah and the place of prophecy and prayer. And so she said, I'm going to go. I'm going to hold your hand, Barry, but I'm going to get the fruit out of this. He said, I don't care. I just need you to go with me. So I just hear the Holy Spirit saying of you, Kathy, that you're going to help many others walk it out. They've received a word. They received a promise. But it's just the fruit is hanging there, and it's going to fall to the ground and rot. But they're going to respond to your faith, and you have the faith. They're going to take hold of your faith. And you're kind of like, the man that needed a healing, but he had four friends, four men of faith who tore off the roof and let down his bed into the place where Jesus was. So those four men of faith, he didn't have the faith to be healed, but they had the faith for him. And so they were blessed. You're going to get the proceeds of the fruit as you walk people out into significant arenas and areas. Bishop Tony Miller, I hear the Holy Spirit saying over you, there's a group of very influential ministers who have lost their leader and are in the process of losing their leader. And they're giving you a special invitation to step into that position. But, I know that you're saying, no, I've already got my basket full. I've got my hands full. I've got both hands full. And I've got all that I can take care of. No, but this merger is going to bring your ministry into a new level of influence in this nation as well as other nations of the world. And I hear the Holy Spirit saying that there are major mergers that are taking place in Christendom today. Major mergers are taking place, and you are at the forefront of many of those major mergers taking place. And I hear the Holy Spirit saying that there are Bible colleges that are merging. There are Christian universities that are merging. There are churches that are merging. There are ministries that are merging. Major mergers are taking place, and they're starting this year. And because of these mergers, influence is going to grow and expand. And the apostolic anointing that is upon you, Bishop Tony Miller, is going to enlarge and expand. And God is going to use you to merge churches together, ministries together, Bible schools and colleges and universities together, because it's the time of breakout. You must understand that God has given the church. He's given the church and Christendom today a major window of opportunity. And this could be a very short window. And so I believe that the door of opportunity in America has opened quickly. I mean, it took everyone by surprise. But I must say it will close quite quickly. I don't know if it's going to close within 6 months, a year. I don't have any 2 years. I don't know. But the door of opportunity will not remain open long. And what we do, we must do very quickly. The buzzword is quickly. And it's just going to take people that discern the times, like the sons of Issachar and like you, Bishop Tony Miller. It's people that discerns the times that's going to respond to what is happening in America, and they will discern their times, the times that they're living in. So I speak a blessing over you and a release over you in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. And I declare there's a special anointing on the Gate Church in Oklahoma City to begin to open their arms to others that want to become a part of their network. I hear the Holy Ghost saying over the Gate Church in Oklahoma City, you got to open your arms. You got to open your arms wide, and you have got to receive and embrace people groups and other churches and other ministries that are wanting to come under your umbrella. And I'm calling you out today, telling you that you must not be like Peter that was on the rooftop praying, and he saw all of these characters and creatures and four-footed beasts and And the Holy Spirit so said to Peter, Peter, you got to rise and kill. And he said, no, there's no way. That's all unclean, and I'm not going to do that. And I hear the Holy Ghost saying to the Gate Church in Oklahoma City, if you call people groups that I'm calling you to merge with, that I'm bringing accessibility into your life, if you refuse because you're saying they're unclean and we're not going to accept them, we're not going to do that, then you're going to miss a major blessing. And so I'm calling you out, the Gate Church in Oklahoma City. I declare that this is a time that God is moving you into a new dimension. There's a new orchestra beginning to play music in your presence. And now is the time for you to receive. And just as Peter did when he went off the housetop, he received a group of people that I'm a part of. And because of his act of obedience, many of us now are recipients of the outpouring of the Holy Ghost. Holly Miller Roberts, I'm saying to you, the Holy Spirit is calling you to the stage, calling your name, saying, would you please come? And there's a microphone in somebody's hand, and you're saying, no, I don't. That's not what I do. And I hear the Holy Ghost saying that you are not to tell the Holy Spirit what you do and what you don't do, because he has bringing you into a new dimension, and you have been in the background long enough. God's calling you to the forefront, and you and your husband are going to begin to do incredible exploits. You saw others do it. You've watched them do it, and now you know exactly how to do it. And you've been watching and observing long enough. And so I hear the Holy Ghost saying that you and your husband are going to breathe life into churches that have absolutely died and have closed their doors, or they are in the process of dying. And the death certificate has all been written. Funeral arrangements over these churches and congregations have already been prepared, and they're ready to close their doors. And some of these are beautiful facilities. Some of these are beautiful edifices, but death is set in. But I hear the Holy Ghost saying you're going to go in, you're going to breathe life, you're going to open the doors, and you're going to break the spirit of death off of these churches and these facilities. You're going to cast out devils, religious spirits, Jezebel spirits. And many of these churches are dying. I'm hearing the Holy Ghost saying many of these churches are dying because of Jezebel spirits. And Jezebel has run the preachers out, and they've had a long succession of pastors who were not able to stay over 6 months, a year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years because of Jezebel spirits that have gotten in. You're going to take authority over these Jezebel spirits. And many of these Jezebels are still there. And they've taken full control of the building. They've taken full control of the church. And you're going to go in and you're going to remove them. And you're going to take some people that know how to deal with Jezebel spirits, and you're going to take authority. You're going to cast Jezebel out. You're going to cast her down, and then you're going to remove all of her those that have done the dirty work in her place, and you're going to take authority. You're going to bind those spirits, cast them out, and you're going to call the prayer warriors in, and there's going to be a spiritual cleansing. I'm telling you, there is, I'm prophesying, there's some of you out there that, some of you pastors, you're pastoring churches, and nothing is happening because of demonic strongholds in that church. Spirits of death and word curses that have been spoken, and controlling, manipulating spirits. And you say, why can't our church grow? Because you've allowed Jezebel to operate. That woman Jezebel. And remember, Jesus spoke to the church there, one of the seven churches in the book of Revelations, and he said, I have somewhat against you because you've allowed that woman Jezebel to operate and to function. You got to get rid of her. You got to cast her out. And there's some of you pastors, you're absolutely afraid to do that. And if you're afraid to do that, then just merge your church with the Gate in Oklahoma City. Now, I did not think a thing about this, and you have to ask them if they're willing to do that. I'm just prophesying right now, foretelling, and the Holy Ghost has really come upon me, because there are 1,500 pastors that are leaving the ministry every month in America. 15 men and women are leaving the ministry, and 7,000 churches are being closed down, and somebody needs to say enough is enough. And why is it happening? It's happening primarily because of Jezebel spirits. Are you saying that every woman in leadership in the church is a Jezebel? No, I'm not saying that at all. But Jezebel operates behind the scene, and she has people that does her dirty work, and she runs pastors off that will not submit to her authority. She's got to be an authority. And Jesus said, she calls herself a prophetess. So you got to watch people that go around calling themselves a prophet or a prophetess. Now, you say, what about you, Dale Gentry? Well, those of you know that have had me minister in your church or churches over the past 30 years know that I do not advertise myself as a prophet. I say that I am a prophetic voice. And I have deep concern over people that go around calling themselves a prophet or a prophetess. Now, you probably didn't know when you tuned in today that you were going to get this. But the work of God, the work of ministry, is being destroyed by so many Jezebels. And many of these Jezebels have seduced the men of God, took him to the bed, had sex with him. And many of these guys are out of the ministry today because of Jezebel. But we need you to come back. And what you need to do is submit yourself to a man of God, submit yourself to someone that has a proven ministry. We need you. We need you. 1,500 leaving the ministry every month, 7,000 churches being closed. And there is some churches and church movements that they're going to recognize that you cannot operate a profitable ministry just under a certain administration. It takes apostles and prophets working together. Apostles and Pakora Ebrishe Morebi ite lama runde na brande sikato urba atta in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Mandrebriata. I hear the Holy Ghost saying to people that are in these dying churches, come out. Of these dying churches, these churches that are being controlled by Jezebel's spirit, in the name of Jesus, and I'm hearing the Holy Ghost say to you pastors that have been controlled and manipulated by Jezebel's spirits, you've been run off from one or two or three or four churches. Now, some of this might have been your own doing. Maybe you just made unwise decisions. And after pastoring churches over the years, I can say there's some choices I shouldn't have made, some things I shouldn't have said, but I guess we're all, many of all of us, in the same category. But I'm here to tell you that many of you guys are sitting on the sideline. Your wives have been beaten up, hurt, and they say, I don't want us to ever pastor again. But you're still restless. You're still unfulfilled. And God is calling people off of the sidewalks to get into the street. And there needs to be some prophets and apostles that begins to do the work of the prophet, the apostle and prophet. And it's the apostle first and then the prophet. The prophet confirming the words that the apostle has. As I believe that God is calling apostles and prophets to the very forefront, like you, Bishop Tony Miller, and others, in Jesus' name. Oh, hallelujah. And Joel T. from Oklahoma, I'm telling you, God has placed a prophetic anointing on your life in Jesus' name. And I believe that God is calling a company of prophets to begin to operate. And so many times when prophets operate by themselves, they don't have another prophet or apostle they're working with to confirm the words that they have been given. So Joel T., the hand of God is upon your life. And when you prophesy words of deliverance and freedom over people. And I release that anointing in Jesus' name. And Debbie Little John D., hallelujah. The song of the Lord is breaking forth. Hallelujah. Prophetic songs that are going to be sung. And sometimes you'll sing prophetic songs that are accompanied by music, and other times there'll be no need of music. But the word, but the song of the Lord will break forth. Hallelujah. Breaking into singing in Jesus' name. When I was a little boy, I used to visit. My dad was Assembly of God pastor, but I used to visit the Latter Rain Church that was there, and I would go in and they would sing and the glory of God would fill the place. And because of disorder and because of immorality, things sprung up and got in, and the devil broke the church down because it was not on a great foundation. But I'm telling you, when I went into that church and they began to sing the song of the Lord, they didn't need any music. The glory of God would fill the place and the joy of the Lord. And it was just, I received an impartation as a 12, 13-year-old boy that I still do it today. I still break out into singing the song of the Lord. The impartation that I received as a boy at 12 or 13 years old, and even though people were saying, don't go down to that radical church, I went down there and the glory of God came upon me, and I still sing in the Spirit, which releases a prophetic anointing, which is quite remarkable. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, Joshua Jones, I'm telling you, the spirit of the evangelist is upon you. You're going to preach. You're going to call your people out of bondage. I see you ministering on Indian reservations all across America. Hallelujah. I see churches springing up on Indian reservations and adjacent to Indian reservations. And I see young people, 17, 18, 19 years old, under your leadership, going out to birth churches. Hallelujah. There is a birthing process that's taking place in Jesus' name, because many of these churches were not started right the first time. There's going to be a new demand, a new anointing, and you're going to redig wells that have been stopped up because of confusion, because of spirits of control, manipulation, and you're going to go in. I hear the Holy Ghost saying, you're going to go in and you're going to redig. You're going to redig some of those wells in Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. Hallelujah. And glory to God, I'm feeling the Holy Ghost. And Evelyn G., I hear the Holy Spirit saying, the Spirit of the Lord coming upon you to prophesy to your people, bringing words of correction accompanied by love, because you're bringing order out of disorder. You're bringing order out of chaos, because God is getting ready to move upon you in a new dimension. And I hear the Holy Ghost saying over you, Brandon Bumgarner. I just speak your whole name, but I'm prophesying that you're going to be the future governor of the state of Oklahoma, and God is going to use you in the political realm, and it's going to be quite amazing how you begin to gather supporters and how you begin to begin your fundraising, and you are starting your campaign soon. Your campaign is about to begin. I don't know what you're going to run for. Eventually, you're going to be the future governor of the state of Oklahoma, but you're going to start a campaign. You're going to run for political office very soon. Just going to be amazing how God is going to use your life. I'm praying over you, Debbie F., because you're going to begin to help other women whose husbands are backslid or away from God. You're going to begin to help them intercede for the salvation of their husband. Just going to be quite amazing how God's going to use you in that dimension. And Jill, I just speak a blessing upon you, declaring again that God is at work in your life. Three blessings, three celebrations are coming your way. Mary R. out there in the gambling area, I just declare that God is stirring the pot. And you just have a way of stirring things up, stirring people up in order to do great exploits for God. Hallelujah. You're calling them out. You're saying, why are you sitting on your seat of do nothing? Why don't you get up and do something for God? And John Tracy, my friend there, I'm not sure if you still live in Tulsa or not, but I hear the Holy Spirit saying you're moving into the most profitable season of your life. There's still a lot left in you, and I'm speaking the word of release. Boy, I tell you, I believe the word of release is so powerful. And I just, many times people have said, once you prayed for me or spoke the word over me, the prophetic anointing was released, or the word of the Lord was released, or that gift was released. Paul said, I long to see you that I may stir up or release the gift that is in you. And I declare that gift of ministering to children, because I believe that children are coming into the forefront. I'm talking about 8, 9, 10 year old children are going to be homeschooled, and our new Secretary of Education is encouraging everybody to homeschool their children. Most people won't do that, but thank God for that homeschool promotion, Christian school promotion. And I just declare that there are parents that are going to leave their vocation, leave their job, and escort their children as they begin to preach and prophesy and do signs and wonders and miracles. And I declare that all over America, revivals are going to be started through young people. Now, sometimes people thought that was a teenager, maybe 13 to 19, but I am prophesying in the name of Jesus that young people, children, kids, are going to preach the gospel, and they're going to go into churches accompanied by their parents or a parent, and they're going to preach, and they're going to prophesy, and they're going to lay hands on the sick, and it's just going to be amazing. Some of the most incredible revivals that we're going to begin to see in America are going to come through children that are responding to the call of God. They're going to prophesy. They're going to use the word of knowledge, and it's going to be remarkable. And there's going to be those that would come in to try to make them a king. There are going to be pastors that will say, Hey, why don't y'all just move here and live here? And there's going to be pastors and leaders, or people group leaders, and they're going to try to profiteer off of children that have these extreme anointings in their lives. But parents are going to refuse to do that, and they're going to need a pastor that guides them and directs them, because it's going to happen before it even happens. It's going to happen. And the Lord spoke through the prophet and said, before it springs forth, I tell you of them. And he also said that there's a day coming when before you even call, I'm going to answer. That's amazing. And the plowman is going to overtake the sower. And the guy, you say, well, how can that happen? How can these things be? You must understand that we are moving into the season of the supernatural. And Tony G, I'm just going to say Tony Garcia up there north, what are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? And you say, well, you're calling some names today. Yeah, I just feel real bold. And if I feel reluctant to call their name, then I won't do it. Eugene B., you're called to a radical group of people. You and Kathy are called to a radical group of a group of misfits. And what you've been trying to do, and you have been doing, is you're casting your pearls before swine. And you're trying to minister to people that are judging every word. Every word that you speak is being filtered through the reasoning mind of certain people groups, certain individuals. In fact, I'm gonna prophesy to a whole group of people that you have people. I'm talking about pastors or leaders, Christian leaders, whoever you may be. Every word you speak or try to speak is being filtered through the minds of someone that that surrounds you, and is there a part of your group. And everything you say, they judge. They judge everything you say, everything you speak. And what you say is being filtered through their reasoning power. And because of this, your ministry, your work that God has called you to do is not expanding, is not enlarging. And because of the people that are ready to help you, the people that are ready to respond to you have not been able to do so, cannot do so, because because there are persons around you that they are trying to bring correction to everything. I do believe in counsel. I believe there is progress. I believe that counsel and multitude of counselors are safety. I believe that. But you must understand that counsel they give sometimes is very profitable. But you are not growing, you're not expanding, and you are not reaching your full potential. I'm saying that to you, Eugene and Kathy, but I'm also speaking to some other people that are picking up on it. You are not reaching your full potential because there are certain people that don't belong in your inner circle. They have come into your inner circle, and there was a time when they were very profitable, but their time is now far gone, and they've overstayed their time. They've overstayed their visit, and you need to discern that and be bold and be brave and be willing to make some adjustments, corrections, if you're going to go forward in what God has called you to do, or you'll just be existing, and you're gonna realize, hey, this is not working, and you're blaming yourself for it, and you're blaming others, but God is calling you out and saying, look, there's a radical group of people, Eugene and Kathy, that I'm calling you. It's really a group of misfits, and you've tried to fit in time and time again, and you've been wounded every time you've tried to fit in. You've been wounded. And we always, of course, when we go into battle, all of us, we place ourselves in a place of jeopardy. But that's life. And sometimes we have to give our entire lives for the cause of the ministry. But that is the way it works. That's the way it goes. And so I believe that God is calling out people. You, Eugene and Kathy, you're saying, yeah, we've been hurt, we've been wounded, and there's many times you say, I'll never do that again, but you've cast your pearl before swines, people that really did not care for you, love you, and there was people that were in between you and those you were trying to minister. So I've said enough about that. Keith L., what an incredible servant you are, and God has set the world in your heart. And I declare that you and your wife are going to serve other nations. You're going to serve other nations, and you're not going to serve other nations alone. You're going to take people with you each time, and every time you go, you'll leave some people there. And so you're going to make three journeys that will be pioneer journeys. And you're going to spy out the land, and you're going to find geographical locations that are very fruitful, and they're very profitable during these three journeys. And then you're going to go back, and you're going to take some people. And every time you take some people, you're going to help plant a work there, and you'll leave them there. You'll leave them there, and you go back, and there will be some others that you will take. I bless you in Jesus' name. Declare the hand of God is at work in your life. And Vera C., what a faithful woman you are. And there are just some things that were in motion when your brother departed prematurely. There were some things in motion. And I declare that you're going to begin to take up a mantle that was left upon his departure. And you're going to join your brother in helping him, the two of y'all doing some incredible things together. And so I declare over you, Luke W. Wow. You talk about going through times of purging, times of purging when your tree has been purged, and times of rejection. Luke, I'm telling you, God is at work in your life, and the ways of indecision and not knowing exactly where you're going to go, what you're going to do, have come to a close. You're moving into your place, and all of these happenings have been working for your good. And Wendolly H. right down there, Wendolly Hernandez, I'll just speak your name. I hear the Holy Ghost saying you're going to go a little farther. Stretch out a little farther. And once you stretch out a little farther, they'll begin to come to you. And there is spiritual awakening taking place again among Spanish-speaking people. And you have a lot of warriors. You and your husband have a lot of warriors coming under your covering into your place of habitation. You're going to train them and work with them. It's going to be amazing as you cast them into the harvest field to reap the harvest. You're going to instruct them. And what used to take 6 years is going to take 6 months. We used to take 6 months. It takes 6 weeks. We used to take 6 weeks. We'll take 6 days. That's a word for you and a lot of other people. And so I just bless you right now in the name of Jesus. And I declare the Lord is at work in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Dale Gentry here. I feel the Holy Ghost. I just sense right now that the Holy Ghost just wants to speak to you. I'm going to pray in the Spirit. Hallelujah. We've only got a little bit of time left. And I'm going to pray in the Spirit. And then I just want you to, I'm going to pray in the Spirit. You pray in the Spirit with me. And then we'll listen for a little bit. And so I was taught to do that a long time ago. I pray in the Holy Ghost. I pray in my prayer language. And then I start listening. And sometimes I hear something and sometimes I don't. Sometimes it may just be one word or one sentence, whatever it is. We know in part and prophesy in part. So pray with me right now. Mesibrishi bri kamatai, ne brinde arabu ma arabato, arabroote sikataba ata, misarabaute riba ashikabate, manda riba sharabaute, bri sikaraset to karabakute, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Joyce R.B. I just hear the Holy Ghost saying over you, say it again. Say it again. You say, I've said it several times. Say it again. Say it again. Go again. Do it again. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Now, I want to say, before my time runs out, and we have the news at 10:55, then we have 11:55, Word from the Wall, discerning the times, Word from the Wall. Before I go, I want to say that all week long, the words that I have been prophesying are going to be posted and archived so that you can go back and listen to the words. Remember, these words will be repeated. This program will be repeated throughout the day, 11, 12, 2, 3, 5, 6, and 10. And so you can listen. And if you I've given a lot of words that maybe some of you have missed this week, and so we'll try to archive those. And one day, next week, I will continue. Of course, where I'm on every day live, at least Monday through Thursday, sometimes Fridays like today. But 10 o'clock, I do a prayer watch and 10 o'clock a.m., and then that's replayed. So I'll be, if I've not gotten to you, the response has been so overwhelming, I know I need to do it every week. And so you take these words, receive them by faith, because I know that one word from God can change your life forever. Hallelujah. God has a good plan for you, and I declare that you're going to go to places you've never been, do things you've never done, say things you never said, meet people you never met, operate in gifts you never operated in, pastor churches you never pastored, go to nations you've never been to, start things you've never started. And there's just amazing things on the horizon when you move into the realm of the supernatural. I'm so thankful that I now get to speak all across America and around the world from this Prayer Central here in Austin, Texas. Well, time's run out, and keep watching and keep praying, and just have a good day.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the Donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.